Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone new. Still chasing you, still chasing you. Burning, going down, burning, going down. Chasing you like those goodbye taillights. Headed west to anywhere out of this nowhere town. Chasing that freedom, chasing that feeling that got gone too soon. Chasing that you and me, I only see in my review. Till I'm laying here tonight, holding someone. Chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you, still chasing you.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News. Financial scandals in Japan costing the country's ruling party its majority in the lower house of parliament in weekend elections. With the Fed set to meet this week for another decision about interest rates, there is a new look today at the state of the economy.
The latest survey of business leaders in the NABE survey showing that the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact. That according to CoreLogic chief economist and NABE business conditions survey chair Selma Hepp. She also says optimism is up.
More respondents are reporting that their firms are not passing higher prices to consumers. That's really good news for future inflation pressures.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A cheesy heist in London. Somebody made off with 22 metric tons of award-winning cheese worth plenty of cheddar. Nearly $400,000. Scotland Yard is looking for the Munster who would steal the award-winning cheddar cheese from Neil's Dairy Yard. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy, and even warmer with a high near 80. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Wednesday, 72. And then it does get quite a bit cooler later this week. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. More focus on Wisconsin this week from the presidential candidates. Today, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Racine, while First Lady Jill Biden and Gwen Walz, the wife of Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will be in La Crosse. Despite an increase in state aid this year, residents of 14 Wisconsin municipalities are being asked to approve property tax increases. Voters in the cities of Madison, Fitchburg, Monona, and Middleton, and the village of Maple Bluff are being asked to approve property tax increases totaling nearly $30 million. And the Biden administration wants to require private health insurers to cover all approved forms of birth control, even over-the-counter options. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's a step in the right direction and makes sure people can have complete coverage when some birth control options don't work. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Durant City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include an update on the creation of a fire district, and the council will also go into closed session to discuss personnel issues. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durant City Hall. Minnesota Housing has awarded nearly $39 million to small and mid-sized communities to create new rental units. The city of Wabasha is receiving nearly $3 million to build a 50-unit property in downtown Wabasha. The money is awarded through the Workforce Housing Developments and will fund the development of over 832 units in areas with a population of 30,000 people or less. Along with the Wabasha project, 24 other projects in Minnesota will receive money through the program. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair is alerting businesses to a possible scam. A poster has been circulating on social media asking for vendors for a Christmas market to be held at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls for two weekends in December. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair said in a social media post that this is not a valid event being held at the fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. The fair said that all public events that the fairground hosts are posted on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair website at nwsfa.com. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is warning about fake election texts. The commission Friday said people need to be careful when they respond to any text about next month's election. Commissioners say they've received copies of texts that tell voters there's a problem with their voter registration or that their voter information may be wrong. The Elections Commission says those texts are not necessarily scams, but are likely having incorrect information. The commission says voters can always check their registration and or voter information with their local clerk or at the state's My Vote system. We're waiting for more specifics on a weekend crash near Wazee Lake in Jackson County. Firefighters from Black River Falls said they responded to the crash Sunday morning at the recreation area that left a vehicle on fire. A person was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. No one is saying, however, what happened in that crash. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The state superintendent is proposing free meals for all Wisconsin students. Dr. Jill Underly says all students would get free and healthy breakfast and lunch if her proposal is approved. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says a quarter of high school students in the state report a lack of food at home. Dr. Underly says children need their basic needs met in order to succeed. The universal meal idea is part of her 25-27 biennial budget proposal, which would also create a program that encourages school districts to buy food locally. THC-contaminated pizzas at a restaurant in Stoughton were reportedly made on accident. Yeti's Pizza says an employee ran out of oil while making pizzas and grabbed another container from a shared industrial kitchen in the same building. The pizza shop says the oil was in a clear container and looked like other cooking oils, but the employee didn't notice a note on the cap saying Delta 9 cannabis was an ingredient. Public Health Madison in Dane County says Delta 9 THC compliant with federal law isn't illegal in the state, but the Yeti's employee should not have used supplies from another operator in the industrial kitchen. The department says it's received dozens of reports related to the contamination, but is still collecting more information. 12 conservation projects across Wisconsin are receiving more than $7 million in funding. The Department of Natural Resources says grants are coming from the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program. Beloit will receive more than $750,000 to complete Riverwalk construction downtown, and Milwaukee will get more than $400,000 for a paved walking loop at Metcalf Playfield. Other projects include recreational boating facilities and parkland developments. Artificial intelligence research at UW-Madison is receiving a multi-million dollar boost. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation is giving $160 million in total to the university, with $15 million of that going to AI research. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says the award will help UW-Madison lead the way in shaping AI's role in our future. The grant will also help speed up hiring of 120 to 150 new faculty over 3 to 5 years, help fund cutting-edge technology, booster research staff, and provide startup costs. WRF has been awarding grant money to the university since 1925. This year's total is larger than last year's grant of roughly $134 million. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Packers overcame an injury to quarterback Jordan Love and beat Jacksonville 30-27 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Malik Willis went 4-for-5 for 56 yards and a touchdown, while Brandon McManus booted the game-winning 24-yard field goal as time expired as the Packers won their fourth in a row. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Malik Willis coming in to preserve the victory.
Can't say enough great things about Malik Willis, the job that he's able to do to go in there. You know, the moment's never too big for him, and he made a lot of big-time plays in this game. Not only with his arm, but his ability to have a big pickup with his legs. I'm just really proud of our guys.
Josh Jacobs rushing for 127 yards and two touchdowns in the win, but he said they could have controlled the game more.
I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it speaks volumes to this team. But to go to where we want to go, I feel like we're going to have to get better at closing out.
Packers host the Lions this coming Sunday. Detroit coming off a 52-14 victory over Tennessee. The Bucks dropped to 1-2, falling to Brooklyn 115-102 at Barclays Center.
You know, the game the other night, the Wolves scored a lot of points, and it looked like our defense, and I thought it was our offense, and I think I was right. Tonight, it was clear it was our offense. We have to do something to free guys up better offensively.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, Giannis had 22, Damian Lillard 21. The Bucks are in Boston tonight. Football Badgers fell to number 3 Penn State 28-13 on Saturday, breaking their 3-game losing streak, with the Badgers leading by 4 in the third quarter. Quarterback Braden Locke tossed a pick 6, and the Badgers never recovered.
Yeah, I mean, that point in the game, we're playing pretty well. Defense is just shutting them down. Kind of gave them life, and, you know, can't have it.
Badgers at Iowa on Saturday. The World Series switching to New York for Game 3 between the Yankees and Dodgers. L.A. leads the series 2-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Minnesota Wild suffered their first regulation defeat with a 7-5 loss to the Philadelphia Flyers at Wells Fargo Center on Saturday. Jake Middleton tied the game at 5 with 6.5 minutes left in regulation, but Minnesota surrendered 2 goals in the final 2.5 minutes to lose the game. Marcos Fulgano scored twice in the losing effort, while Brock Faber and Joel Eriksson Ek lit the lamp. Minnesota will be at Pittsburgh tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves never trailed during a 112-101 win over the Toronto Raptors in their home opener at the Target Center Saturday. The Timberwolves led by as many as 22 in the victory. Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards both poured in 24 points in the victory, while Rudy Gobert finished with 15 points and 12 rebounds. The Wolves are 2-1. They host the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow night. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their standout left tackle for the rest of the season. Minnesota announced that Christian Darrisaw will have season-ending surgery after injuring his knee right before halftime during Minnesota's loss to the Rams on Thursday Night Football. Head coach Kevin O'Connell told reporters that Darrisaw's left knee has significant ACL and MCL damage. The fourth-year pro has started in 7 games this season. Minnesota takes on Indianapolis on Sunday. The Minnesota Golden Gophers had no problem with the Maryland Terrapins during a 48-23 rout on Saturday. Minnesota scored 34 in the first half and never looked back. Max Brosmer passed for 320 yards and four touchdowns. The Gophers are 5-3 overall and 3-2 in the Big Ten. They'll go up against number 24 Illinois on Saturday. The people who care at Pet Medical Center in Winona would like to take this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Remember them in our thoughts and prayers this upcoming holiday season. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google for the finest domestic pet care available. Open Monday through Saturday. Be responsible. Spay or neuter your pet.
Tyler Reddick and 2311 Racing score the upset at Homestead. The Monday morning race recap is brought to you by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Tyler Reddick came into yesterday's Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead, 30 points below the cut line. There was a points path forward for Tyler, but a win would take care of everything. Through a late race pitting strategy, a caution, and a last lap pass, they won and advanced.
We honestly had a really fast pace Camry all day. Just, it was kind of obvious it was going to be really hard. Everything was going to have to go perfect for us to get ahead of the 12 and the 9 and the 5. We stayed out as long as we could, and I thought our day was over. And that caution came out, I still thought our day was over. Restarting up front on old tires, but man, this is just a heck of a Toyota Camry. Everyone airspeed, part of 2311, did a really good job. The engine gave me all I needed. TRD power plant got the job done for us too, so it's an all-around incredible day.
Finishing behind Reddick was Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, and Chase Elliott. Joey Logano and Tyler Reddick are locked into the championship four. Christopher Bell is in by 29. William Byron is in by 7. Below the cut line are Kyle Larson by 7, Denny Hamlin by 18, Ryan Blaney by 38, and Chase Elliott by 43. Going into Sunday's Xfinity 500 at Martinsville. I'm Mike Bagley. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week unveiled new trail plans for Rib Mountain State Park outside Wausau. The plan includes hiking, climbing, bouldering, mountain biking, snowmobiling, and alpine skiing. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR last week announced it has begun the conceptual trail planning process for a property-wide plan at Rib Mountain State Park. The concept phase will begin implementing the property master plan approved by the State Natural Resources Board in December 2022. The agency is completing the trail planning work in collaboration with many key local partners, including the Friends of Rib Mountain State Park, Wisconsin Climbers Association, and the Central Wisconsin Off-Road Cycling Coalition. The collaborating groups say that Rib Mountain State Park is poised to be a central Wisconsin destination for natural resources and recreational enthusiasts. The DNR anticipates a public engagement period as part of the trail planning process early next year. For more information and to get signed up to receive project alerts, visit the Rib Mountain State Park webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Rib Mountain. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Forecast for today, mostly sunny. We'll have highs, lows 70, south winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, highs, low 80s. For Wednesday, a 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs, low 70s with temperatures falling into the low 60s. Two of clouds across the region this morning. Pepin and Lake City, 53. Wabasha and Nelson, 52. Plum City, 51. Ogallee, 50. Mondovi, 49. Here at WRGN, clouds 49 with Billy Currington, and I got a feeling it's 826.
I don't want to rush this thing. I don't want to jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm going to bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling. Are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling. My head's a reeling. My heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I. It ends with a you. I got a feeling. You're feeling it too.
Radio, he tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream, was all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row, and Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute, I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream, cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Luke Combs and Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins, 835. This reminder, Red Cross Blood Drive is today, noon to 6. That'll be at the Plum City American Legion Post. And again, you can just show up. Again, that's the Red Cross Blood Drive coming up today, noon to 6 at the Plum City American Legion Post. Let's run down birthdays for today. Baseball Hall of Famer, or Basketball Hall of Famer, rather, Lenny Wilkins, 87 today. He has the second most wins as coach in NBA history and participated in more games as a player or coach than anyone else in NBA history. Wow. This Emmy Award-winning actor won several Emmys for his work on the TV series NYPD Blue. I still remember him best, though, from Hill Street Blues, actor Dennis Franz, 80 today. This actress was in the TV shows Any Day Now, Designing Women, and Love and War. Annie Potts, 72 today. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, 69. This actor's been in the movies Accepted and The Minus Man. Talking about Mark Derwin, 64 today. This actress was in the movies Twister and The Lost Boys. Jamie Gertz is 59 today. Actor and TV personality Andy Ritker's 58. He was the sidekick on Conan. He also appeared in the movie Blades of Glory and Seeing Other People, along with Dr. Doolittle, too. This Academy Award-winning actress won an Oscar for the movie Erin Brockovich. She's also been in Pretty Woman, Ocean's 11, and Ocean's 12 as well. We're talking about Julia Roberts, 57 today. Brad Paisley, the country singer, of course, 52 today since releasing his 1999 debut Who Needs Pictures album. All of his albums have gone on to be certified gold or higher. Not bad, huh? British actor Matt Smith is 42. He's best known to many as the 11th incarnation of Doctor Who. I remember watching that growing up. Born on this date, inventor Horace Smith. Born in this date in 1808. He manufactured Smith and Wesson revolvers with his partner, Daniel Wesson. Okay. The doctor credited with developing a vaccine for polio, Jonas Salk, born in the state in 1914. This actor is best known for his role as Detective Nick Yemena on the TV show Barney Miller. Jack Sue, born in the state in 1917. Former baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn, born in the state in 1926. And country singer Charlie Daniels, born in the state in 1936. Birthdays from yesterday, Kelly Helwig, happy birthday. Ted Lapine also had a birthday yesterday. Rock Taylor celebrated a birthday yesterday. Joey Bear had a birthday yesterday. And Nancy Olson Bauer had a birthday yesterday. So happy belated birthday to all of those folks. Celebrating a birthday today, Kathy Preisel and Timothy Beagle. So a happy birthday to Kathy and Timothy. Their names all go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Don't forget, use the Dairy Queen app. You earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ. For BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2- and 4-year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs, lows 70, south winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight's cloudy, lows near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warmer, highs, low 80s. For Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and storms. We'll have early highs in the low 70s. Clouds across the region this morning. Pepin and Lake City, 53. Wabasha, Nelson, 52. Plum City, 51. Ogalle, 50. Mondovi, 49. Here at WRDN, we do have clouds, 52. With Diamond Rio and Unbelievable, it's 843.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. Would find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears, it makes my heart sing. So kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's so elegant. Collagen. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
It's indisputable. It's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell, weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Hotels are made for two-night stays, checking in and out, meeting strangers in the lobby, waking up and leaving town the next day. But love ain't. And whiskey's poured for when you're bored and alone on Friday night, when you wanna lose yourself and need a place to hide from all the pain. But love ain't. Love ain't. That sad song, it was written just to try and get your heart to break. But love ain't. Love ain't you on a sidewalk in your new dress all alone. Love ain't you calling me 'cause he ain't picking up his phone. The way you're talking sounds like he's somebody you should hate. I may not know what love is, girl, but I know what love ain't. Come on, but let me show you what he can't, 'cause he can only show you what love ain't.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Eli Young Band and Love Ain't, 852. I'm Brian Winnikins. Next hour, we'll have Jeff Pachelin from Sunstrom & Company Farmers. There's a new report you're going to have to fill out before January 1st. And we're going to talk with Jeff about that here. Kind of an important report, farmers, and it's something that a lot of farmers don't know about. So Jeff's going to explain what that's all about here coming up next hour at about 9:10. Well, a book's been returned to a library in New Jersey after 100 years after the due date. Oops. A woman was clearing out her bookshelf in Colorado and came across a copy of Shakespeare's Life of King Henry V, which her grandmother had given to her in 1955. A library card in the book said it was due back to the Patterson Public Library on February 1st, 1923. Oops. The person's name on the card who checked the book out was not recognized by the woman who found it. After it was returned, the library waived the 10-cent a day late fee. It would have ended up being $3,900. Wow.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Swiffer Power Mop. So this new Dose is... nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Compass till your needle spins you north again.